And welcome back to Region 5 basketball. As you can hear the drum line in the background here, that's the Craig drum line. There's about, 10 drums in there, and they're making a lot of racket, as you can probably tell. Kind of a fan favorite around here, however, though. And anyway, the Craig Panthers are back out on the court. Glacier Bears are out. They'll be wearing their dark uniforms here while the Panthers will be in their light uniforms. We're at the Clark Cochran Gymnasium here in Ketchikan. The final game of today's games. The game started at 8 o'clock this morning and just kind of kept going forever here. And we had a couple of really good barn burners here, and I'll kind of run down some of the scoring here for you as we go along as the tournament develops. Under the 3A tournament here, and I'm looking at the 3A boys bracket right now. Sitka and Mount Edgecombe went at it. Mount Edgecombe winning that one last night. And so they advanced here to be playing in the championship game on Friday. And today, Petersburg and Sitka squared off, and Petersburg going down to defeat there, 55-53. 2 seconds to go in the basketball game, scored at 53 each in overtime. And a fellow from Sitka stepped up and made two free throws, and that made Sitka move up into that championship game against the Mount Edgecombe Braves in the 3A boys bracket. And the 3A girls bracket, Petersburg and Sitka are going to square off in that one, as Petersburg played two whale of a basketball games here, defeating Sitka 49-40 on Tuesday, and then defeating Mount Edgecombe Gals 42-28, so they had moved into that championship game on Friday. And then Sitka and Mount Edgecombe squared off this afternoon, and Sitka winning that one by a score of 43-41. So Sitka and Petersburg are going to go at it on the 3A division side of the bracket. And now for the 4A boys, Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas played each other on Tuesday, Thunder Mountain winning that one. So they went up against Ketchikan. Thunder Mountain lost that one, Ketchikan winning by a score of 60-57. So that puts them into the championship game. And then today, Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain played again. Thunder Mountain coming out on top on that one by a score of 54-48. Thunder Mountain and Ketchikan go tomorrow afternoon for the that championship. And if Ketchikan wins it, then they automatically go to the state tournament. For the 4A girls side, Thunder Mountain and Juneau Douglas squared off on Tuesday, and Thunder Mountain winning that one, so they went up against Ketchikan. Ketchikan defeated Thunder Mountain 64-49, so Ketchikan advances into that championship game tomorrow. Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain went at it again this afternoon, and Thunder Mountain winning that one by a score of 67-34. So Thunder Mountain and Ketchikan go tomorrow on that championship side, and if Ketchikan wins that one, they go to the state tournament as the number one seed. And if it goes to the other side, if Mount Edgecombe happens to come away and defeat Sitka in that one, then Mount Edgecombe would go to state in the 3A boys. And on the other side, if Petersburg happens to defeat Sitka, then Petersburg girls are going to go to the state tournament. And it's kind of a true double elimination there in that side of the bracket. For our Haines Glacier Bears, you can hear our pep band in the background there playing now as they're getting ready to go and introduce players. Cheerleaders are out there for the Haines Glacier Bears. A lot of Haines fans sitting on the far side. We even got a few extra folks sitting in there to help cheer our boys on in this basketball game.
Yeah, not as many Haines fans have made it down here. This is a long trip to come down to Ketchikan. We got Brad Badger and Davey Gross and James and Gable Sage and Ralph and Sarah Swin. Then you got Tiana Taylor and Renee Martin across the way from us. And that's kind of about it for the Haines fans, unless you got the pep. Then you got the pep band, the girls and boys basketball team. So there's a lot of people from Haines, but just a few of us in the stands.
That's right, but it's still a pretty good crowd of folks here tonight. As these two teams have squared off, of course, four times already this year, and Craig kind of coming out on top of that. But they've been good games, though, so the Glacier Bears can fight their way back in here and see if they can advance in this thing. They'd like to go to that championship game tomorrow night if they could against the Metlakatla Chiefs on that one. Otherwise, the loser of this one's going to have to wrangle Wolves in that morning game. So anyway, now the Glacier Bears are listed up on the scoreboard. We like it here because they actually put the names up on the scoreboard. We got Craig and Haines out there, so it makes it easier for Doug and I to kind of keep track of things. When I get a chance, I'm going to run down the free throw shooting for the Glacier Bears and the three-point contest. All right, for the visitors. Trevor Cox, a 5'9" junior. Trevor won't be able to play till tomorrow night. He'll be as eligible. And then we have Dalton Klinger and Eric Jacob Stegan. He's a 6-foot sophomore. And we have Dylan Palmieri, a 6-foot sophomore. These are the non-starters now. Hudson Sage at 6'1". And Dalton Klinger at 6'1". And Dylan Swinton is also a non-starter here tonight, but Dylan is a 6'1". And then also coming off the bench was Fowler, as he checks into the ballgame there. So, and then Keanu Lynch is listed in the book because if for some reason the Ames Glacier Bears get to the state tournament, whoever you enter here has to be at the state tournament. So they put Lynch down there. All right, starting lineup for the Haines Glacier Bears. Kyle Klinger, a 6'8" senior. Josh Stearns in plenty of playing time this year. He's a 5'8" senior. And Keegan Sundberg, he's a 5'9" senior wearing number 30. And a 6-foot junior. Matthew Green, he's a 6-foot junior out there. He'll be one of the co-captains. And rounding out the starters for the Ames Glacier Bears, Jordan Badger. He's a 5'8" senior, so he goes out and shakes hands with Coach Aaron Isaacs of the Craig Panthers, and now they're introduced here. Basically, what they do is the first time the teams come up out on the floor here, and this being the first game for the Haines Glacier Bears and the Craig Panthers, they introduce everybody and give them a chance to at least be recognized by the crowd. From this point on, they'll only introduce the starters of the ball games here. All right, now the Craig Panthers here. The home team, the Craig Panthers in their white uniforms. Noah Castle, he's a 5'11" junior. Number one, Morgan House, he's a 5'9" junior. Number Charlie Blanc, he's a 5'8" sophomore. And number 10, Andrew Marker, he's a 5'8" freshman. And Timber Burnham, he's a 5'8" sophomore. Number 24, Zach Vickers, he's a 5'9" sophomore. And Matthews, he's, where's he at here in the book here? I didn't see him on the list here, but I'm sure he's there somewhere anyway. And now for the starters for the Craig Panthers. Number 32, a 6'3" senior, Eric Scheidecker. Number 22, Tucker Thane, he's also a 6-foot senior. A co-captain, a 6'3" senior, wearing number 23, Trevor Dahlstrom. A lot of seniors on this squad for the Craig Panthers. Ian Bird, he's a 5'9" senior. And the captain is Lewis Owen. He's a 5'10" senior, so he is also one of the seniors. So they're starting all seniors, Scheidecker, Owen, Dahlstrom, Thane, and Bird. Haines Glacier Bears are out there. They're to our left here this time again, just like they were here when the gals were out there. We're high above everybody else as we look out across here. If you've ever been in this gymnasium here, they have a row of bleachers around both sides, and then above that some stadium seating on both sides, and the announcer's booth is right above the scores bench. We have a great view. We're right on the 50-yard line here. So Glacier Bears out first, out on the court here. They're wearing their dark uniforms here. See if the Glacier Bears can get off to a quick start here. Now the Haines Glacier Bears at the center. Look, everybody comes out and shakes hands all the way around here. Scheidecker, Owen, Dahlstrom, Thane, and Bird. For the Glacier Bears, it's going to be Badger, Klinger, Sundberg, Green, and Stern. All right, stepping into the center will be Klinger. He'll be going up against Eric Scheidecker. 6'3", 6'8". Let's see who can get up off the floor and control this tap. Official steps in, signals, we're ready to go. Whistles, and it's up, and it's going to be controlled by the Panthers. They tap it back here, so they'll bring it up across the half-court line. Just beginning this first quarter of action here. Glacier Bears going to be in a man-to-man defense as they come out to the top. Owen goes left-hand side and breaking down the center of the lane nicely. That time was Bird, but he tries to go inside. Now there's going to be a travel on it right away. Bird came across that lane. They gave him the pass. but not able to control it. Glacier Bear's going to have the ball for the first time tonight. They go right-hand side to Stearns. He looks at the hoop, nothing going, and they'll reverse it back around. It's like the Panthers are going to try to go to a man-to-man defense. Alley-oop inside to Klinger, but stolen away by Bird. He stops, comes down on the dribble, going to be tapped and goes out of bounds off of Thane's hands. Glacier Bear's going to get the basketball back. Badger will bring it up. Just beginning first quarter action here. He'll come to the right-hand side. Now he reverses it back over to Sundberg. Left-hand side at the free throw line extended. Now they'll go back out beyond the three-point arc quite a long ways. Man-to-man pressure by the Panthers. Not a lot of pressure way beyond the three-point arc here as they're sagging back inside. Looks like Klinger wants the ball down low, but they're not able to get it to him as Scheidecker is there. Badger goes down, gets it tapped away, ends up in the hands of Green, back out to Sundberg. He goes inside, wants to put up the shot, reverses it, partially checked, however, on the shot. Board comes back down to Dahlstrom as Sundberg tried to get that one to go, but Dahlstrom came away with it. Ellen's out at the top. He'll handle the ball for the Panthers, and he'll bring it out to the top. Badger puts a little bit of pressure on, not a lot, however, and they come back to Bird. Back out to Owen. Back to Bird, way beyond the arc. They take the screen off of Thane. They go right to that baseline. Stearns puts a little pressure on, and then stepping out of bounds is Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom got a little bit over there. Good pressure by Stearns that time and got him to step out of bounds. He got the ball back into the hands of the Glacier Bears. They go right-hand side to Stearns. He holds the ball over his head. Some pressure by Thane, but not a lot. He'll come back out to Sundberg beyond the three-point arc. Looking inside for Klinger. Klinger holds his hand up high, but Scheidecker's right there, not letting it happen. They come back out. Now there's going to be a whistle on the play here. I think the foul's going to be on 3-1. It is Klinger. He's trying to set a screen, and that screen was pretty obvious that it was a moving one. All right. Ball goes into the hands of Bird. He'll give it to Owen. They're working the right hand side. Bird down the lane, off the glass, no rebound, fought for it. Klinger comes down with it. Alley-oops out to Sundberg on the dribble. He goes all the way to Stearns. Stotts puts up the shot a little bit wild, and Bird comes back down. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Coming down with the ball that time was the Panthers, and now there's going to be a foul on it. Official comes over. Let's see who they put up. Number 30, Keegan Sundberg. His first, second team foul. Dahlstrom back inside. Now they'll bring the ball back up. Bird, he just slowly comes up. Now he's across the half-court line. Green steps out a bit. They go right-hand side to Owen. He can't find anybody. Come back left-hand side now, or right-hand side to Dahlstrom. Back out at the top. They're going to reverse it all the way around to Bird. He goes down the lane. Wants the shot. Going to draw the foul on him, however, as he leaned in and was able to draw it, kind of flying through the air. Foul's going to be 15. Matthew Green, Glacier Bears, three quick fouls here. 5:37 to go here in this first quarter of play. Still no score by anyone at the free throw line. First opportunity is Bird. Nobody has scored yet. This one looks good and is. So the first point of the ball game comes from the free throw line. Bird gets that one to go. He'll get a second here. Three team fouls on the Glacier Bears. This one's on the way off the back of the iron. Nobody fights for it. He gets his own board back, and he'll come back out and set the offense. So he wisely comes back away as he really didn't have the numbers. And they go over to Owen, right-hand side. Can't find anything as Dahlstrom holds the ball high over his head. Stearns steps out. Dahlstrom's on the dribble with the left hand. Now he'll come back and reverses it back. Nothing going, however. And they'll come down the left-hand side. Pushing the ball up. Going to be forced a shot. Going to be a foul on it. As it looked like Owen went hard to the hoop, but down hard goes Sundberg. Keegan Sundberg, that'll be his second. So quickly up off the bench, looks like Swenton's going to be checking in for the Glacier Bears. So that's the fourth team foul. Sundberg's going to come out here at the next opportunity. Owen at the free throw line. 1-0 lead. This one is short. So Lewis Owen not able to get anything. He misses the first one, and Swenton comes off. Sundberg's going to take a quick seat, probably going to be sitting for a while. It's like the Panthers want to go right at the Glacier Bears here. 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. Owen at the line. Shot's on its way. Scheidecker stepped in way early, but Scheidecker gets the board back here. Should have been called on it. Wasn't, however. And Owen goes to the line, up off the glass. No rebound fought for, and it's going to go out of bounds off of his hand and out of bounds. Scheidecker was in there about a month early, but they didn't call that one. And Coach Fossman's over talking to the official, says, I could see that from where I'm sitting. All right, goes to Badger. He wants to go down the lane, stops, comes back out to Stearns. Three-pointer on the way, no, rebound, comes back down. into the hands of Dahlstrom, and he'll bring the ball down the court for the Panthers. Still hasn't given up his dribble. He goes in there. There's going to be a travel on it. He got his feet kind of crossed up, and it was a good thing for the Glacier Bears because that shot went in, and he took an extra step. The official was right there and called it, however. Green with the ball to Badger. Badger will bring it across the half-court line. Tapes the dribble. Still going left. Now he'll come back left-hand side to Stearns. Holds the ball high over his head. Back out to Badger. Looking over there, Swinton stops out, but now Badger comes back, and he'll bring around. Now they go to Swinton baseline. He wants the shot, forces up the shot. There's going to be a timeout as Coach Bossman jumped up there and was hollering for a timeout about the same time that Swinton was going hard to the hoop, and we'll never know the result of how it was going to come out because the official started blowing his whistle, and then Swinton quit going hard to the hoop, so who knows. Anyway, Coach wanted a timeout. Basically, I think to talk about the fact that they really weren't getting in their offense down here. I mean, everybody's kind of standing around there waiting to see what was going to happen. I'm sure he wants to talk about that a bit. 1 point by Bird. Still 1-0 to score here.
Hard to keep track of all the scoring going on.
Well, there's been a lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls so far in this game, but sometimes that happens when it's your first game. Things take a little bit before you can really get into the flow of the game. Matthew Green with the basketball, looking, gets the ball back into Badger. All the way out to Swinton. He alley-oops inside to Klinger. I'm sure they talked about it. Klinger puts up the shot, rolls around, and he's got it. Kyle Klinger, a nice little up and under on that one, and got his first 2 points of the ball game. Glacier Bears lead 2-1. That's probably where they need to go at least part of the time anyway to draw a little bit of pressure off the outside. Go to Klinger inside, let him get a couple buckets. Scheidecker at the baseline. He wants to go inside, goes to Dahlstrom and goes out of bounds. So the Glacier Bears are going to get the ball back on a turnover. 4 minutes, 8 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Badger with the basketball. Goes left-hand side to Stearns. Waiting. Matthew Green's going to come and set a screen now. No, he's nine now, and they'll come back out to the top. Now he comes to set the screen. Klinger comes across, looking for the basketball. Stearns looked, couldn't get it to him, however. Good defense that time. Pushing the ball inside was Badger, but he's going to turn it over and go out of bounds. Green sets that screen for Klinger to come across the low part of the blocks down there, but Scheidecker steps and gets his hand up. And Scheidecker's a big kid, too, so Klinger's going to have to work and get good position. Owen with the basketball with the Panthers out at the top. Glacier Bears lead 2-1 right now. Checking into the ballgame was number one. That was House at that last opportunity. They go inside, forces up the shot off the glass. Rebound down to Klinger. Long down court pass to Swinton. Bounces a couple times. He wants to go to the hoop. Going to be knocked out of bounds. There's going to be a foul on it. Let's see where it's going to be. Because we had two Panthers down there. The foul's going to be on number one. That'll be Morgan House. That'll be his first foul, first team foul on the Panthers. That's going to send Swinton to the free throw line. And we're going to take a quick timeout, so Dylan Swinton's going to get a chance to get in the scorebook for the Glacier Bears. Kyle Klinger getting that one basket there, kind of rolled around. We didn't know for sure it was going to go in, but it used all the rim and finally dropped in. Only a 30-second timeout here, so both teams stand around their coaches. When they do that, the kids can't go over and sit down. Everybody has to stay on the court so that, well, it speeds the game up, basically, what it does here. So you could hear the buzzer. That's the indication there's only 15 seconds left, so 2-1 lead by the Glacier Bears right now. Early in the ball game here. 3:23 to go here in the first quarter of play. A few butterflies, I think, by both teams right now. All right. Vernon's checking into the ball game here for the Panthers. That'll send Swinton to the free throw line there as he's there. Bounces it a couple of times. This one's on its way, and he's got it. So Swinton picks up one from the free throw line. That's his first point of the ball game. Glacier Bears lead 3-1 right now. Swinton will have a second. Bounces a couple three times. This one's up on its way. Looks good and is. So he picks up another one from there, and he's got 2 points in the ballgame. Owen will bring it across for the Panthers. Tries to go down inside. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. They go to Dahlstrom. He's moving inside. Swinton keeps him from taking that baseline. And now there's going to be a whistle on the play here as House tried to go across the lane. There's going to be a foul on Glacier Bears, number 10, Jordan Badger. That'll be his first and 15 foul. Glacier Bears are going to put him in the 1-1 here real quick here. Now they got the ball back inside the house. House keeps the dribble alive, takes the right, left, goes back inside. As they go to Burnham, he reverses back to Owen. Coming up off the bench now will be Bird checking in at the next chance for the Panthers. Owen goes right, comes back left, down the center of the lane, puts up the shot a little bit wild, but Green comes away with it. Now he immediately turns the ball back over to House, and he stops, three-pointer on the way, and he gets it. Or excuse me, that was Owen. That was Owen who got that three-pointer, so he extends the lead a little bit, or to a tie game at four apiece here, as Owen picks up 3 points from there. House comes out of the ball game. Bird checks back into the ball game at the 2:44 mark here of the first quarter of play. Some full court pressure now being applied by the Panthers, and Badger easily beats it, stops, kicks the ball back down to Stern and back out to Badger's hands. He goes over to Swenton. Swenton takes dribbles down the right hand side, stops, goes inside to Green. He wants the shot, puts it up a little bit short, rebound down to Scheidecker for the Panthers. He gets it back in the hands of Owen, and he'll set up the offense. Stops, goes all the way to the baseline. Going to be a travel on it as Owen wanted to make a nice bounce pass down low as Burnham was setting up, but he just drug his pivot foot while he was waiting for Burnham to get set. They go back to Swenton. Three-pointer on the way. No, nothing but air. Rebound down to the hands of Owen, and he's quick up the court for the Panthers. 2:15 to go. He'll take a jumper just inside the three-point arc. Rebound down to Dahlstrom. He wanted the baseline. Didn't get it, however, and they'll reverse it back around to Bird. He drives inside. Going to be a foul on the floor. Let's see where it's going to be. There was two Glacier Bears there. Number 40, Dylan Swenton. That'll be his first personal foul. Could have been either one of the boys. 2 minutes, 4 seconds to go. They go to Scheidecker, looks up at the hoop, nothing going. He'll come back out the Bird, back over to Owen. Three-pointer on the way, in and out, no rebound. Fought for Scheidecker, and Swinger go after it. Goes off of Scheidecker's hands and out of bounds, so Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball here. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Glacier Bears been able to handle the pressure so far, so let's see if they can keep up to it. Badger, he'll bring it across. Reverses the dribble, goes to the left, goes to the hoop, puts it up the shot, checked by Scheidecker. Bowles comes back down. There's going to be a foul on it here. Two of the Panthers down underneath low. Green was there. Let's see who the foul is going to be called on. I think it might be Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom, it looks like. They still haven't put it up. 32, Scheidecker, so they gave it to Eric Scheidecker instead. They were both there. That'll send Green to the free throw line, and he banks this one in. I guess we don't care how it goes in, as long as it does. And he picks up his first point, and we got number 22 coming into the ball game for the Panthers. That's Thane checking into the ball game. Glacier Bears been able to handle the pressure so far here and taking advantage of it, drawing a few fouls. Green at the free throw line. This one is good. So Matthew Green picks up his second point, and the Glacier Bears lead 6-4. 1:40 to go here in the first quarter of play. Out at the top comes Bird. He'll dribble, gives up his dribble. Swenton comes up, puts a little pressure on. They go all the way to Owen, who's all alone. He puts it up and in. As Owen got free from his man, he's got his fifth point. We're tied at 6 each. Country down the court comes to the thing. There's going to be a foul on as Owen tried to make that steal as they went down that left-hand side up off the bench. Looks like Sage is going to check into the ball game for the Glacier Bears here. Lewis Owen, that'll be his first personal foul, fourth in for the Glacier Bears here. Sage is into the ball game now. Looks like Klinger's going to take a quick seat at the 1:24 mark of the first quarter. They go to Badger. He gets it back out to Stearns, back to Badger's hands, almost throws it away. Badger's trying to save it, does, gets it back to Stearns. They go over to Swenton, almost lost the basketball there, but nice hustle by the Glacier Bears to get it back. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter of play. Back to Swenton. They set the screen. Coming across was Green. Down the lane goes Badger, and it goes off him and out of bounds. He just wasn't able to get the handle. Scheidecker's coming back into the ball game for the Panthers. Oh, a little bit of pressure. Looks like Badger's going to come up, kind of pick him up three-quarter court. Now he backs away. 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 6-6 is the score. Bird, right-hand side to Owen. He goes inside as Dahlstrom knocked away by Stearns, however, and out of bounds. So Glacier Bears, a little pressure on. Don't give anything up, and Owen will inbound under their basket. Goes back out at the top. Stop. Shot by Bird. Doesn't go. Dahlstrom comes down with it. Up and in. Trevor Dahl, that's his first 2 points. Greg Panthers lead 8-6. Swinton wants that baseline stop. It's going to be spinning, carried the ball, however, and the ball goes back. He tried a little spin move, spun the ball around, put it back down on the floor again, so he's going to turn it back over as Swinton. Just a bit out of control there. Didn't quite know what to do when he got down there, so he thought he'd try a spin move, and it didn't work. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. 8-6 is the score. Glacier Bears have the 6, Panthers have the 8, and they have the basketball. Bird, far right-hand side. Swinton puts a little pressure on him. They go to Scheidecker. He holds the ball higher his head. Now they go to Dahlstrom underneath. That's a mismatch, as Dahlstrom is considerably taller than Stearns, and so that's where they're going to go with the basketball, and he's able to draw the foul. See who they're going to give the foul to here. Hudson Sage is going to pick up his first personal foul. So Scheidecker takes Stearns down low on that one. And looks like coming off the bench now will be Dalton Klinger.
Dalton Klinger.
Dahlstrom picks up one. He's got it. So he gets a couple there, and he extends the lead 10-6 now for the Craig Panthers. Badger puts a long three up, doesn't go. Rebound comes down in the hands of Sage. He puts it up, doesn't go. Fight for it underneath. Finally, the Panthers come away with it. 2 seconds run. Bird, this will count if it goes, and it's just a little bit short as Bird took his time coming down, and he knew there was just a few seconds left there, and he put the shot up here. So basically, we're going to end this first quarter play with the Haynes Glacier Bears coming away with 6 points and the Craig Panthers with 10. A little bit slow start there in about the first 5 minutes of the quarter, and then the Glacier Bears and the Panthers both got on the board here and started doing a little scoring here. Klinger picked up a couple in that one. Matthew Green got 2, those coming from the free throw line, and also Swinton picking up 2, that coming from the free throw line for the 6 points for the Glacier Bears. Scoring for the Panthers, Owen has 5 points in there, and Trevor Dalton picked up 4, along with Bird getting 1 from the free throw line for the Panthers. So Glacier Bears right in the middle of this thing here. Unfortunately, Haynes only shot 1 for 9 from the field at 11%, but only 3 for 10 for the Craig Panthers at 30% rebounding. Panthers out-rebounded 10-7 in that one, but pretty uneventful for the first 4 or 5 minutes, and then things got carried in. Like I mentioned, sometimes when teams come out for the first time, it's a little tough for them, and they finally get settled in.